We are learning Mesechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we're beginning from the Mishnah, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, weiter. Mazguloi Kais Lishi. We off to now the third Kais. They poured the third Kais, and Mevarech Amazaynai. And you bench, you make Berachas Amazon on the third Kais. Revi, on the fourth Kais, Goyim Ma'alav as Halal, you finished the Halal. You started Halal right before the second Kais, you drank the second Kais. Over the second Kais, he said two of the Kapitel Chav Halal, according to Beis Hillel. You said the first Kapitel, he said Beis Yisrael. And now you finish up Halal, Va'im Allah, Birchas Hashir. And then you say, Birchas Hashir. What does that mean? Anymore? We'll talk about that. Another Halacha, Beina Kais Yisalalu, between the third and fourth Kais, in Reitzel Lish, between the second and third Kais, if you want to drink, in Reitzel Lish, you could drink. But between Shlishi L'Revi, between the third and fourth Kais, you're not allowed to drink any wine. That means by the Suda, between the second and third Kais, you're allowed to drink. Between the third and fourth, you're not allowed to drink. Now, why are you not allowed to drink wine between the third and fourth Kais? Zok the Rashbam V'Shem D'Yashami. The reason is because you might get drunk. If you drink too much wine, the third or fourth Kais, you might get drunk. Aye, the Gemara and Yishalmi asks, so why are you allowed to drink by the Suda? You might get drunk also. So the Gemara answers that B'shas the Suda, you don't get drunk. If you drink while you eat, you don't get drunk, only afterwards. And the Rashbam speaks out, who had them before the meal, you don't get drunk either. And therefore, you're allowed to drink wine between the first and second Kais as well, because then also you won't be getting drunk. That's one reason of the Rashbam, he brings it over here. Earlier on in the parak, the Rashbam brings another reason that looks like you're being moist on the kaisis. By the middle of the Suda, it doesn't look like you're being moist on the kaisis. Why not? Because people do always drink wine in the middle of the Suda. Vashenkein, between the third and fourth kais, then it looks like you're moist on the kaisis. Now, for that reason, between the first and second kais, you can't drink wine either. It looks like you're moist on the kaisis, which is a shayla halacha, if you're allowed to drink wine between the first and second kais. That's the negeya if you forgot to haseba. There's a big tzad, maybe you can't, maybe you could. It's a big shayla. It's telling this shayla what's the reason why you're not allowed to drink the in between the kaisis. Zog to Gemara. Omer v'chanan l'rava. Shmami, no, you see from here that birchas wasn't tuna kais. Like the Rashbam speaks there, it's not so posh that a birchas needs a kais, machlokes. And it's not on first Mishnah anymore. Before, the Gemara said a Shmami, no, from a different Mishnah, they need a kais. We had a bunch of Shmami, no, remember from a brisa there. But the Gemara's kasha is that from this Mishnah be a raya also. Gemara says, no, it's not a raya, you need a kais over here. Because Omalei, Arba kais is tikna rabbanon. Then was, you need four kaises. Now, as the covenant of the kais, we put every kais on a certain bracha. Arba kais is tikna rabbanon derecheres. Rabbanon was sacking four kaises derecheres. Kol chad v'chad never be mitzvah. Lamaisa, Chazal instituted that on every kais you should do a mitzvah. Do the mitzvah benching. But the benching doesn't need a kais. The kais came first. You need a kais. Where do you put it? On the benching. So therefore, it's not a raya that Birchas Hamazon needs a kais. It said further in the Mishnah, Revi, the fourth kais, Goyim Olav as a halal. You finish the halal. Va'im Olav Birchas Hashir. And you say Birchas Hashir. What does Birchas Hashir mean? Zakh to Gemara, my Birchas Hashir. Rav Yehuda Oimer Yahalucha Hashem Elekeinu. That's the bracha we say at the end of every halal. Yahalucha Hashem Elekeinu. You say that at the end of the halal. Rav Yechonaman Nishmas Kolchai says Birchas Hashir means Nishmas Kolchai, which means you say Nishmas. And the Rashbam explains what's Rav Yechonon. Rav Yechonon said, "If you're talking about Yahalucha, what's the chiddush? Say Birchas Hashir. Every halal you say Yahalucha. So what's the chiddush? You say no. You say also Nishmas. Besides Yahalucha, you also say Nishmas, and that's Birchas Hashir. That's the." This is Rashbam speaks out. What's Pshat? And Tais also sounds like that's a Pshat. That Rav Yechonon is saying, not only Yaluch and Nishmas Kachai, because Yaluch, every hal has Yaluch, it's not a Chiddush. He's saying also Nishmas, and why do we call Nishmas Birchas Hashir? Explains Tais, since you say it on Shabbos after Psukah de Zimra, therefore it has the name of Birchas Hashir. Now, what's Pshat on Rav Yehuda then? Rav Yehuda says, say Yaluch, that's obvious. Zokta. Zog Taisvis that Kamashmon, even the places where the minhag is not to make a bracha afterwards, still they say, you still say Birchas Hashir. You still say Birchas Hashir, even the place where the minhag was, not to say bracha afterwards. Kids, that's two pshatim, and we, Zog Tereshbam, we paskin like, we go like a Yechonon, therefore we say both Nishmas and Yahalucha on the fourth kais. Tanur Abanam. Two lines from the topic of Yechesim Ra'al. Tanur Abanam. Revi Goymer Lov Esa Halal. Va'oyma halal ha-gadol. It says in the Braisa, that not only do you finish the halal, you also say halal ha-gadol. Divrei Rav Tarfon. Halal ha-gadol is the hoidu la-shem ki-toiv that has 26 hoidus in it. We say it on Shabbos morning. That's halal ha-gadol. We'll see later why it's called halal ha-gadol. That's what Rav Tarfon says. You say the Mizmar of Hashem Roy Loy Echzar, that you say that Mizmar after Hal. Mehechon Halagadol. Where's Halagadol start? So Rav Yehuda Eimer says, starts from Hoidu ad Naharis Bavel. It's that capital of Hoidu, starts from Hoidu, and it ends by Naharis Bavel. It's Kuflam Vav, starts of Hoidu Hashem Kitoy Kilam Chastoy, Hoidu Kayale Kim Kilam Chastoy. And it ends with Al Naharis Bavel. That's the first Madiyam, what's Halagadol. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Mashir Hamalois ad Naharis Bavel. Shir Hamalois is on Kuflam Adalad, Shir Malas in the Baruch Hu Hashem, Kol Avdei Hashem. You say that capital Kuflam Adalad and Kuflam Hey, which is Halu Ka, Halu Hashem Hashem, Halu Avdei Hashem, and Vesh Hashem Chasper Zol Kenu. And afterwards, say Kuflam Vav. So two extra capitals according to Bandi Yama. Ravachav Yaakov Amam Mechi Yaakov Bach Aloy Ka Ad Naharis Bavel. You start from the pasuk of Yaakov Bach Aloy Ka, which is the middle of Kuflam Hey. You start from that pasuk, which is the middle of Kuflam Hey. Which is the capital before Kuflam Vav. That's where you start from. How many of this might start from Haidu? We start from Haidu. But Lomani Krishma Halagadol. Why is this capital called Halagadol? Om Rav Yechanan, Mepnei, Shakarish Baruch Hu Yoshev Berumoy Shal Oilom. Because Hakarish Baruch Hu is up in Shemayim, wherever the Hakarish Baruch Hu is Berumoy Shal Oilom, Mechalik Mazarin Shal Barrier. And he cares about giving Mazarin to every single barrier in the world, and that's the biggest Shvach he give Hakarish Baruch Hu. It says in Halagadol, Noisim Lechem Lechol Basar. That's Lashon Halagadol. So that even though he's Berumoy Shal Oilom, still he gives Parnasa to every single Bria. That's Noisim Lechol Basar. That's why it's called Halel Hagadol. Or Rabbi Shuma Levi, Hani Es Meshisha Hoidu Kneged Mi. Who are these 26 Hoidus Kneged? Kneged Chav Bav Dairis Baruch Kosh Baruch Hu Berlama. It's Kneged the 26 Dairis that Kosh Baruch Hu had in the world. When Aslam Tyre didn't give a Tyre until 26 Dar. Vizon Oisam Mechaste. Even though they didn't have a Tyre, which is Kiyem Chayenu Baruch Hemenu, he still gave them a Zaynus. So that's what the Hoidu is Kneged, the 26 Dairis that didn't have the Tyre. So 26, we know, is the Shem Havai Yudke Vavke. The Marshal explains that Yudke Vavke really goes connected a bunch of different stops in the Dairis. There's Yudke Vavke. And he says that the Yud is connected the Asara Dairis from Adam to Noyach, and the Hey is connected the 5 years until Dara Flaga. The next thing is with Avraham Avinu, and the other hay is to Avraham Avinu, and the six is the six dairies from there until the Torah, 26. So that's what he explains, but it's all in the Yud Kevavke. We know it's not 26, it has a lot to do with this Gemara. Ayin Masha. Amrav Chista, Mai Dechsiv, Hoidu Lashem Kitoyb. How do you touch? What's a different meaning in Hoidu Lashem Kitoyb? Hoidu Hashem, this is the darshan like this. Hoidu Hashem shegoy v'chaybasa shel adam teivasa. That Hashem pays back a person's averis, his chayvus that he owes Hashem. He needs einish. He pays him with a bit teivasa. Osher, if he has a shor with his shor, ani b'seyay, he's not so rich, so he takes with his seyay. Yosam b'tasa with his egg. Amana b'tagalas with his chicken. That means that Hashem, when he gives a person an einish, he takes away some of his mamon, and that's a kapara on his guf. Instead of hurting his guf, he takes some of his mamon away, and that's how he gives him a kapara. And like the Rashbam explains, this is a Taitch Apostle. Kitoy, kilo oilam chastoy, it's chesed oisel oilam bechitoy. Ha'od la'Hashem, why kitoy, kilo oilam chastoy? Hashem does chesed by taking away his toiv, but toiv shenosla, he takes away some of that toiv, that's how he gives him Einish, and therefore that gives him a kapara and spears his guf. Om Rav Yechanan, Koshim is in Oisav shel Adam keflayim ki yolda. The mezoinis of Adam to make a panasa is double as hard as giving birth. We'll explain this in a second. Deal be yolda ksiv ve'etzev. It says ve'etzev toldi banim. It says loshen ve'etzev toldi banim, which is loshen etzev. When mezoinis is double loshen ksiv be'itzavayin. When it says the Einish to Avdam Rishon, it says Arura Hadam Bavurach. I'm reading the middle of the pasuk. Beitzavoin teichlena koyem echiyecha. Tzavoin. So it's Lashon Rabim. So you see, it's more kosher than giving birth. So right, the first mass, you tell me that the pain of giving birth is much worse than any parasa. So the Torah is like this: a pain that giving birth is a very finite amount of time, and after that, Miat Hashem, there should be a simcha. It's very a baby brings a lot of simcha to a person. A panasa is forever. It's always difficult. So that's why it doesn't have any any finite time, it doesn't have any kitzvah, and therefore that's what makes it double as hard as childbirth. It's even more kosher than the gula itself. The gula says, "Hamalach ha'goyel oisim mikara." Malach ba'ama. Who does the gula? A malach could do gula. Vilba mezaynus ksev eholikim haroya oisi. It's in the same parasha there where Yaakov tells Yosef, "Avarachas Yosef, remember like kim asher shalchu avoysel lefana Avram v'Yitzchok, but like helikim haroya oisi ma'udi adi yom hazeh." So you see, you need Hashem for this. Helikim haroya oisi ma'udi hazeh. So Freitzach the Kasha, that, what do you mean? What do you see anything about Panos in this Pasuk? So they don't have, the article says Pshat. So the Maisa, the Pshat is, if you look into, I don't think they say Pshat. So if you look in the Targum of Elikim HaRoya, what's going on? What's Mezoinus, Elikim HaRoya? What do you see anything about Mezoinus? Zok, the Targum of on this Pasuk, the Pasuk says, the Zonai see. It says, Uvrich Yos Yosef Amma Hashem, Avayav Amma, Hashem di Pelocho Avosek Kadamoy, Avram Yitzok, Hashem di Zan Yosi, with the Israel Yom Adain. It's Mezoinus. Arroya Oisi means Mezoinus. And that's what you see, that you need a Kim for Mezoinus. For Geula, it's enough for a Malach. But for Mezoinus, you need a Kim. So you see, Kosh Mezoinus Yom Yosef and a Geula. Amr Bishum Balevi. Amr Bishum Balevi. It says that, but you missed the point. What do you see in the pasuk? What do you see in the pasuk? I know. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Levi, b'shal shomar. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Levi. B'shal shomar karis baruch lo adam v'koytz v'dard v'tatsmiach loch. It said that you're going to get thorns. Are going to, when you plant something, thorns and thistles will come growing out of the ground. Zolgu einav demayis. His eyes filled with tears. Amul lefano v'varnish loyam nivechamer nechal be'evis echad. We're going to eat in the same trough, me and the chamar. So, my first to explain the mashah, that what was his time? He wasn't so worried about eating thorns, that didn't bother him so much. But we know that what you eat causes, that gives you das. So that he said, we're going to have the same das as a chamar. But kivin sh'amala, when you eat the thorns like a chamar, you land up like thinking like a chamar. Kivin sh'amala, v'zei sapech otoicha lechem, that you're going to work hard, but you eat lechem. He was calmed, at least he didn't eat lechem. Amr Bishim Malakush. The next Gemara is not to call her a title. We'll title a certain way. Amr Bishim Malakush. Ashreinu imamadu berishoina. He said, if we gavaldik, if we could have been like Adam Arishon Koydem Achet, we wouldn't have to worry about the thorns and or working for the food. We don't have to work for the food. If we gavaldik, we don't have to work for our food. But and vadayin lepaltina menei. The kachina is vadabra. Now, not only do we have to work for our food, we still have thorns, even though we're working for the food, we still have thorns. So, Shimon Lokos saying, "Oh, halvayu could have been before, like before the chait, and even with that, even though we're working for it, we're still not getting only lechem, we're still even getting thorns." Omrav Shizbi v'shrei derav loz barazaria. Kosh mezonis shodim kriyas yamsuf. It's mezonis is hard like the kriyas yamsuf. How do we know? The says in the pasuk, "Noisem lechem chava." So, v'samach lei in the same parish, in the same capital, legoizi yamsuf legzarm. It's not right near it. These two parts of the haidu, but they're in the same parasha, and therefore we make a drasha the smichus. Noisem lechem chava is the second last pasuk of kilo mchastai. Legoizi yamsuf legzarm is smack in the middle, more to the beginning actually. But still, we're making a smichus that it's like kriyas yamsuf. Omar Allah's Marazariah, caution the kavim shel adam, if someone is constipated and the holes are closed, is kiyam hamisa kriyas yamsuf. It's like yam hamisa kriyas yamsuf. Yamsuf says a pasuk, mir tzaya le pasach, v'ksiv asrei, and mir tzaya le pasach means like something that's closed. Tzaya means something that's closed. V'ksiv asrei, roiga hayam v'yam v'galav. It says, Rega Yam Yamagal. Now, the first pasuk ends with the words of Misa. That's how you know it's Dermot to Misa. It says, Mihar Tsoyeli Pasek Velo Yomus Shachas Liyakselach. What? And the next pasuk says, Rega Yam Yamagal. You see that someone who's the Nekavav are fashtopped, it's like Yom Misa and Kriyas Yamsuf. Anyone who embarrasses the Yom Tovim, Kilu Oyvad Avarizara. What does it mean? It means that's what it means. And you have to know why it's called Kilo Oyvav Rezaros. So my father should explain because Everything else, you know, all of the Yom Tovim, it's the first in the Torah, so a person doesn't, you know, he says, you know, then I'll do it. But Chalamoy, he says, we didn't say now that work, Chalamoy, we didn't say that. That's Kilo Eilu Ezorah. If you don't listen to Chazal, who either it's a Kubitz the Raisa, Kubitz the Rabbanon, but either way, Kom Vazes Me'adais, and they don't give the proper respect and Melacha for Chalamoy, it's Kilo Eilu Ezorah, say Tengamara. Omrav Sheshis, I think it's a Mishnah and Ovis also, a similar thing. Omrav Sheshis, Mishnah Rabbalaz Marazariah, Kom Asap, Losh Norvah, Kom Akab, Losh Norvah, Kom Amid, Edis, Shaka, Chaveroi, Royal Shrikh, Laklovim. These three things, if it's Sap, Losh Norvah, Akab, Losh Norvah, and it's made Edis, Shaka, all these three things is Royal Shrikh, Laklovim. Shanam, it says in the Pasuk, Lekel of Tashrikh, Noi, so it's about Sheshis, Pasuk, Pasuk, afterwards, like Sisa, Shem, Hashav, and we dash in the car like sashi. So like sisa shem hashav means you shouldn't mekabel lashnara, and like sashi means you shouldn't say of lashnara. It means you're causing someone else to mekabel, and it also means you shouldn't say edis sheker b'chaveri. The Rashbam explains you know mekabel lashnara, but lach shoyish meboyer. Like we know, you should be choishish, but you can't be mekabel. Great thing, Marakasha. Once you have the halagod, you're saying Hurdo Hashem Kito, which thing is a halagod? Why? Because you say no basar. So why do we have to say the regular halal? Just say halagod. Why do we have to say the whole potato shah and leilanu? You know, just say halagod. Imagine in shul, you won't be gargling so much. Just say Hurdo Hashem Kito. You know, you won't take much halagod. Why do we say the regular halal? It's talking Pesach night. What's why is halal more than halagod? So tomorrow, my time reading high, Mishmash Yeshbe Heidvarim. The halal has five things halal. It has these five things. Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'kriyas Yamsuf, U'matan Torah, U'tchiyas Mesim, V'chevel Yisham Asiyach. And the Gemara shows who you, where in halal you have all five things. Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'chsev V'tzeh Shom Mitzrayim, V'kriyas Yamsuf, V'chsev Hayom Ra'av Ayonis, the Yam saw and ran away. That was Kriyas Yamsuf. V'atan Torah, V'chsev Ha'orim Rakudu Chelim, the mountains were dancing like rams. And that's referring to the Matan Torah, where the mountains were dancing. I walk in front of Hashem, which means lost love. Tchias Meisim, Chavos Hashem, Chesiv Leilanu Hashem Leilanu. V'amar Yechon, what does that mean? Leilanu Hashem Leilanu is Yeshiva Malchias. Begging Hashem, don't give us. Let us be spared from Yeshiva Malchias before Mashiach. Ikedam Re'amar Yechon, Leilanu Hashem Leilanu is Mechavos Goyim Malchias. That Mechavos Goyim Malchias. You see, it's referring to Mashiach. So all five of these things are mentioned in Halal, and therefore we say halal has a certain milo of a halal hagadol. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, a different pshat, why we say halal. Because there it says that the nefasha is the souls of the tzaddikim will be saved from Gehenim. Shenema, ono Hashem malta nafshi. Please Hashem, save my nefesh. Chizki Amar, because it talks about Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who went down into the Eish, Kibshon Eish, Valley Yosemite, and they came out unscathed. You read us, Amechsev Leilanu Hashem Leilanu, Amechananya said, Leilanu Hashem Leilanu, don't do this to us, don't let us burn. Kiloshim Chatein Kavoid, Amechal. Mashal said, because it's a big covet for your name if we get saved. Lachas Chavam Etech, Amechazariya. And then they all said together, Lo Yomru, Lo Yomru, Agoyim Amechulam. They all said, Lo Yomru, Agoyim, Ayelikayim. Eliyosam Kibshon Eish, that's all when they went down. It's all part of the Pasuk. Eliyosam Kibshon Eish, Chsiv, Halu Hashem Kol Goyim. All the Goyim were praising Hashem for this huge days of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah coming out of the Kibshon Eish. The Chsiv, Halu Hashem Kol Goyim, Omer Hananiah, that's Hananiah, said, Shavichu, Kol Umim, Omer Mishael, Govalin, Chasdam, Azariah, Emet Hashem Lo'ilam, Haluk, Omer Kulam, everyone said, Emet Hashem Lo'ilam. The Yesh, Emet Hashem Lo'ilam, Gavriel, Omru, Gavriel, the Malach said it. Why? Mishal, what was the story? Mishal Shehippol Nimrod HaRashah Avram Avinu with the Kibshon Eish. When Nimrod HaRashah threw Avram Avinu with the Kibshon Eish, I'm going to give it to the Gosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yisrael, Eir the Tzadin, let me go down and cool off the fire of Atzel Satzadik with Kibshon Eish. I want to save Avram Avinu with Kibshon Eish. I'm like, Gosh Baruch Hu, Ani Yachab HaElamai, I am Yachab HaElamai, Hu Yachab HaElamai, and Avram Avinu is Yachab HaElamai, he's the only one who recognizes Hashem. No, it's nice that LeYachid LaHatzel ZeYachid, that the Yachid is Matzel ZeYachid. Gosh Baruch Hu himself, Bekvei V'Atzmei, should save Avram Avinu. The fish goes broken with Kabeh Sakov, very young, autistic of Tassel, just very one of. He sits here and takes away his half man. One Gavriel wants to save Avramavinu, I'll pay you back. You'll be able to save Avramavinu's great grandchildren, which is Chananya, Mishael, and Azariah. Doros of Shimra Shiloini, Mishael, Hippel, and Bukhanetza, Rosh, Chananya, Mishael, and Azariah, Zerich, and Shanesh. when Rebbe Netzah threw Chanayim Mishal Azariah in the Kivshan Eish, Amad Yurkumu Sar Abarod, Yurkumu is the name of the Sar, of the Malach in charge of the Barod, of the hail, Fnei Baruch. Let me go down and cool off the Kivshan with my Barod. Fa'atzel Tzadikim. And I'll save the Tzadikim Alalu, my Kivshan Eish. Omle Gavriel, Engu Rosh Akaris Baruch Vakach. That's not such a big gvura because Shah the Sar Shal Barod. You are the Sar Shal Barod. I call you Yoidim Shamayim and Chav Mesesh. It's very normal. It starts raining, the water will take away the Eish. Elani Sar Shal Eish. I am Sar Shal Eish. And Eirid Vekar Mefnim. What I'll do is I'll cool off the inside. Vakdiach Mechus. And I'll burn the people on the outside. Vasa Nes Vesech Nes. And be a Nes Vesech Nes. Then not only am I going to save them, but they're going to, the fire will go out the other way. And I am fire alone. And I'm going to save them, even though I'm fire alone. Raid, you go down, Gabriel. He says, "V'emes Hashem lo'olam that you kept up your havtacha that I'm going to be saving the great grandchildren of Avraham Avinu." Frank the Mashah, what does he have to call this whole taina that Neis Sech Neis? Stam, Hashem was maftiach him to do it. Zokti ben Yoda, the Targum is like this, that he's maftiach, he's going to do some kind of hatzalah, but who said with who? That's why he had to come to the taina now for this hatzalah dafka. He said, because I want to do a neis v'sech neis, that's a bigger neis, and therefore he came to do this hatzalah mamish, and this was the kima of talk of a karish baruch.